Haight interviewed adults in social service, law enforcement, and education who have regular contact with kids impacted by meth abuse. Her study of seven central Illinois counties also profiled children from families where such abuse occurred. She says some of her grad students told her about the number of child welfare reports they were seeing involving meth abuse in the family.
They came to me about a year ago and just began describing the problems with methamphetamine, that about 25% of their hotline reports of child maltreatment were due to methamphetamine abuse by parents. And rural service providers are really struggling to understand how to help children and families who find themselves involved with methamphetamine. So this project that we did actually grew out of the need of professionals in the community.
And more specifically, with your study, you looked at how it impacted families and how, according to one of your grad students, you're kind of grasping at straws as far as finding out how this is impacting the home life and family life in these rural communities.
Several of the adults described aptly, I think, that when individuals get involved with methamphetamine, it can be a very fast slide down. So unlike alcohol, for example, which might more typically take years before the parent becomes really incapacitated, and during that time the child has a chance to do some kind of adaptation and to develop some kinds of strategies, that with methamphetamine the parents can become incapacitated very quickly. So children in rural areas especially, who are isolated, may be left to really fend for themselves. One of the symptoms of chronic meth use is psychosis, which puts children at risk. They're also in a dangerous physical environment because of production of meth. Children also, I think, get pulled into a drug culture where they learn antisocial values that they may pick up on their parents' paranoid suspicion of authority. So they may be very reluctant to trust and talk with teachers or child welfare workers.
Are we seeing outreach efforts to shield a child from this and realizing the problem in these communities?
I would like to see greater resources put into mental health for children. If you don't address these issues, they remain at very high risk for serious mental health disorders, for substance abuse disorders, for educational underachievement themselves. And the second thing that I think is very important is to put some effort into developing effective interventions for parents. It takes longer than 30 days to detox from methamphetamine. It takes months, and yet some individuals only had coverage for a month of inpatient care, and then they would be put in the community before they were fully detoxed, and then they would relapse. Without that support for recovery, parents have little possibility of parenting their children adequately and regaining some level of function. So I think more than punishing people and sending them to prison for longer and longer, maybe we ought to put our resources into finding ways of treating them.
Haight says rather than stigmatizing meth users, we should help them find ways to get off the drug. Her study will be released in an upcoming issue of the journal Children and Youth Services Review. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.